This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to another program in our Citizens Council Forum series. We're very happy to have with us today two distinguished congressmen to talk about a problem foremost in the minds of many Americans, the problem of education. We have with us as our guest today Congressman James C. Davis, a Democrat from Georgia. Judge Davis, well known for his activities on Capitol Hill and as an outstanding constitutional lawyer. And Representative Joel Broyhill, a Republican from Virginia, who represents the district lying just across the Potomac River from the District of Columbia. Gentlemen, very happy to have both of you with us today.
Thank you, Dick. It's a great pleasure to be with you again on your program.
I'd like to start the questioning, Judge Davis, if I might, by asking you this. You were a member of a committee which a few years ago did investigate the conditions in the schools here in Washington. And a report was brought out then that said conditions were pretty dismal.
Yes, I was a chairman of the subcommittee, which was created in 1956 to investigate the integrated schools in the Washington, D.C. school system after the schools integrated subsequent to the Supreme Court decision in 1954. That was a committee which was composed of six members of the House. It was a bipartisan committee, one of the few committees within my knowledge since I have been a member of Congress, which was composed of an equal number of Democrats and Republicans. There were three Democrats and three Republicans on that committee. And the report which the committee published after the investigation, which extended over quite a period, was signed by four of those members, and the two members who did not sign the report were members who had not attended any of the committee sessions and participated in the investigation, and who therefore could not have been nearly as familiar with the subject and the facts as the four of us who attended constantly.
Well, since that 1956 investigation, has there been any change in the Washington schools?
Oh, yes, indeed. At that time, it was very evident that the white parents were taking their children out of the District of Columbia and moving to nearby Virginia and Maryland, where they could put them in segregated schools. At that time, the trend was very definite and very obvious. Since that time, it has continued and probably has accelerated quite a bit. And last October, at the annual school census, the figures showed that the population of the Washington, D.C. schools at that time, in October 1958, was 74.1% colored and going in that direction all the time.
Mr. Broyhill, I know that you're in the real estate business, and so you're probably in a position to see the influx of colored residents in the District of Columbia and the out-migration of white residents.
Well, Judge Davis is absolutely correct, Dick, in that many thousands of people have been moving out of the District of Columbia into nearby Maryland and Virginia. I have talked to literally hundreds of these people myself who said that they could not tolerate having to send their child to an integrated school. And of course, the Negroes were moving into the blocks in which their home was located, and they wanted to move into a community where that the property values would remain somewhat stable. And incidentally, going back to the committee report to which Judge Davis referred, I think the report of that committee will show full well that integration in the District of Columbia school system is not working, in spite of the fact that most of the newspapers and many of the officials have tried to claim that the District of Columbia school system is a model system in showing that integration can work smoothly. And incidentally, a lot of evidence that was submitted to our staff prior to the hearings was not contained in the report. A lot of the witnesses hesitated to reveal all the information publicly that they did reveal in confidence to our committee staff. So I say that we have information that is more of an indictment than what is contained in the committee report, which, as Judge Davis stated, was open, fair, non-partial, non-prejudiced, non-partisan hearing, and which was signed by four of the six committee members.
And Mr. Broyhill, we have reports now that Negro children from other parts of the country are coming to Washington to attend the schools here. Is this correct?
Yes, indeed. In fact, that is a very serious problem. We have figures from the school administration officials themselves that state that there are 1,645 non-resident pupils attending the District of Columbia school system, and only 114 of those pupils are paying tuition. In all communities, certainly most communities, and all communities around Washington, a child must be living in the community with a legal guardian or parent in order to attend the local schools, certainly without paying tuition. In the District of Columbia, we find that many children are moving in with relatives, aunts, uncles, cousins, maybe distant cousins, maybe piling in a half a dozen or so in a house and going to the District of Columbia school system without having to pay tuition. Our present law states that if the child is living in the District of Columbia, not primarily for the purpose of going to school, in other words, he could be coming here to work or work in the summertime, then he can go to the school system or attend the schools without paying tuition, regardless of who he's living with. Now, we have introduced legislation that will require every child going to the District of Columbia or attending the District of Columbia schools who is not living with a parent or legal guardian to be required to pay tuition. This will prohibit children from all over the country, and at present time mostly from the South, coming up here and attending the District of Columbia schools free of charge in order to be able to attend an integrated school.
Now, how do the school officials feel about this law?
Well, they're somewhat of a mixed feeling there. They officially take the position that all children should be permitted to have an education. Well, we agree with that. Mm-hmm. But certainly they should go to the school that they are legally entitled to go to and not come into another community and require the taxpayers of that community to subsidize their education. Incidentally, Dick, the District of Columbia receives, as you know, a payment from the federal government to help operate the District of Columbia government. It's authorized to be $32 million a year, and this year the appropriation is somewhere near that amount. So if we are losing somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million a year by children not entitled to go to our schools to attend the District of Columbia schools, it's costing, let's say in the long run, all the taxpayers of this nation. I think it's unfair and it should be prohibited.
Judge Davis, there's something that I would like to ask you, and that is, when the Washington schools were integrated as the nation's showcase, so to speak, the situation reversed virtually overnight. But now, do the same patterns of integration prevail, or is there a movement back toward segregated schools in Washington?
Well, the schools are rapidly becoming segregated again. As the white people move out and the Negroes move in, the schools are going right back to a pattern of segregated schools. I had occasion just recently to look into that very situation, and I found this to be the case, that there are four white schools in the district with no Negro pupils whatever, that there are eight white schools with only one, two, three, and four Negro pupils, that there are four white schools which have six, seven, eight, and nine Negro pupils, and all told there are 19 white schools which have less than 5% Negro pupils in their membership. Now, on the other hand, where the whites have been moving out and the Negroes moving in, There are 18 Negro schools with no white pupils whatsoever. There are 5 Negro schools with just 1 white pupil each. There are 7 Negro schools with 2 to 4 white pupils each. 14 Negro schools with just 6 to 9 white pupils. And all told, in the Washington school system today, there are 128 elementary schools, of which 75 are either totally segregated or with only token integration. Now, in the course of time, many more of those schools will become totally colored as the whites move out and the Negroes move in, so that it is getting right back to a segregated system again, for the reason that there are no white children here to push into the schools to mix with the Negroes.
There's one question I'd like to ask both of you in conclusion. Judge Davis, coming from the Atlanta area, there's been a lot of talk lately about the growth of private schools in Atlanta. Is this the case?
That is the case. There are quite a few charters being granted now to set up private schools, and people are very much interested, and they are going at the job with a will to set up these competent, adequate private schools.
Mr. Broyhill, are the residents of Northern Virginia apparently turning to private schools?
Dick, that has been a trend in Northern Virginia for a number of years. All of our private schools over there, and we have a large number, are oversubscribed at the moment. And the people who are attending private schools are not necessarily children of the wealthy. People with very modest means are straining that budget to send their children to private school because they feel they can get just a little extra attention and then a little extra education by having the special attention that they can get in these private schools.
And the parents are willing to sacrifice to give their children the best possible education.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Well, gentlemen, I'd like to thank both of you very much for being with us today. Our time has gone by very quickly. Our guests on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum have been Judge James C. Davis, a Democrat from Georgia, and Congressman Joel Broyhill, a Republican from Virginia. Join us again next week at the same time for another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew saying thanks for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.